Monday to Friday. 9 a.m. till 12 p.m. This is Today with Kino Kamies on Cape Talk.
It is indeed, and as you can hear, all the plates in the background, we've got our judges. Yes, I can buy. Hey, look at them. They're all wanting to eat. The drool running off their faces, even Barbara. My word. But what do? It is Taste Test Mondays, and what we do is, and I make no excuse for doing this, I only talk to small businesses. That's what we need to grow. The big companies have lots of shops out there and they make loads of money and massive marketing budgets. But sometimes it's the artisanal business that really makes the big difference. So I'm going to be introducing you, and our taste test today is going to be done along pizza lines. So I'm going to ask Marius Pieters to first jump and join us at a microphone, the owner at Eat Out the Box. Marius, good morning. Good having you here.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. Tell us about your business, man, your story.
Yeah, we sort of started in 2010 already. So we're 9 years old. We're going to be 10 years next year.
Yeah.
And we just found that there was a gap in the market for a decent food that's handcrafted, made with love, and sort of delivered as a takeaway. So in the takeaway industry, not really having enough decent food outlets out there that can give you a healthier sort of alternative to the mass-produced stuff that's out there in the market, yeah.
All right, so where's your pizza? You're going to hand it over. I'm going to taste this on air. And this, of course, is Marius Pieters, owner of Eat Out of the Box. You say handcrafted, lots of love.
Yep.
Some people do say if you make your food and you craft it with love, it comes through in the tasting. I've got to tell you, the one thing I like about yours as well, I haven't even tasted it, but that avo is like a rechte avo. And it doesn't have a spot of brown on it. It's something I hate going to get pizzas where you take it out and then you see all the brown in the avo. I'm like, you haven't taken care of your food. So what is this that we're eating into? What is this called?
So this is actually our, we call it the Cape Doctor. And it's been our best-selling pizza for the last 9 years. So it's a very simple sort of taste. I think it's got everything on there. It's bacon, feta, pepper juice, and we've put a little bit of fresh avo on today. So the bacon gives a bit of saltiness with the avo, the pepper juice, that sweet and spiciness, and everything just sort of works together. It's
certainly does.
Such a popular pizza.
It certainly does. Tell us a bit about the base that you use, the pizza base.
We obviously make all our bases ourselves, make it fresh on order, so they get rolled out as people order. Our dough, I think the most important thing, or the thing that makes the best pizza, is all about the base. So if you can get your dough correct and make sure that that's good, the toppings are sort of second.
Do you freeze your bases or do you?
No, not at all.
I see we all do that. Freeze their bases. I love that.
Now we make the dough the day before, so it's got 24 hours to ferment and get ready, and then, rolled out on order.
I like the Cape Doctor. Tastes really good.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Tastes really good, sir. 10 years, what are your plans with this business moving forward?
Well, we sort of want to grow the business a little bit.
You do know if you end up having lots of franchises around, I'm never going to interview you again.
Yeah, I think lots of franchises, we'll lose what we have. I think it's
absolutely
it's nice. We're in the suburbs, we're happy with what we've got. We've got a good business going, and we've got it built up on a really nice big client base over the last 9 years as well. So
perfect.
Yeah.
Wonderful stuff. And where do we find your place?
We are in Wynberg, so on Constantia Road. If you come up from Gabriel Road, there's a little circle, sort of Constantia Road, Gabriel Road junction.
Mm-hmm.
And, so we're up there. So we're fairly central. We deliver anything from Rosebank down to Takai Lakeside area.
Perfect.
So quite a widespread down the southern suburbs.
I'm impressed. It's not a – especially that base. It's – people say have a crispy base, but you also don't want the thing to lacerate your throat. So it's a thin base. It's very tasty, the toppings, the Cape Doctor.
Thank you.
It goes down the throat very nicely as well. So love it, yeah. I'm not fortunately the one who's going to make the final call on this. We've got our judges here. They're a raucous bunch of people who love eating. Make a noise. How are you guys doing?
Good.
He's mouthful. Anyway, thanks so much for that, Marius. I'm going to ask you to make some space now for Aaron. Aaron, now, yes, man, couldn't you just call it Casarezio? Anyway, Aaron is a George, eh? Aaron George, representative of Casarezio Cucina Italiana. Am I right? Something like that?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, something around. Don't worry about it.
George is the owner of the shop.
Okay.
Unfortunately, he couldn't make it today.
Okay, cool. So let's talk about your business. Where's it situated? Let's start there.
Situated Main Road in Hart Bay.
Yeah.
A couple of blocks before the start of Chapman's Peak.
Ah.
On the right-hand side, there's an OK Bazaars, and we're just next to the shop.
You're next to, okay.
It was opened 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
George took it over 12 years ago, and he's turned it into, well, according to us, the best pizza in the world.
You would say so, because I agree. I had a listener phoning into the show going,
Alvin,
that's right. Kiddo, I've got to take you to this place. I've got to take you. I'm going to pay for the pizza. So tell us about this pizza I'm about to bite into.
This is the Mediterranean. It's one of our better sellers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's your basic margarita base with sun-dried tomatoes, olives, feta cheese, basil pesto, and fresh rocket.
Mmm. Very beautiful. If you like salt. It's not that salty.
Yeah, but people sometimes put it on and then they send it back and it's too salty.
But this is a perfect balance as well. And that is just a margarita. Now, I've had margaritas before can you please put some toppings on this? Can you give me something extra?
There's one in the kitchen if you want it for lunch. I bought it for you.
Okay, perfect. But this is wonderful, just as is. Really, really good as well. And the base, same as the previous base that we've had, not too crackly. It's a thin base. It goes down pretty well. I love it. Absolutely love it. So what else can you tell us about this particular business and, you know, what you're still hoping to achieve in the future with it?
The business runs pretty much like clockwork after 14 years. So we're looking at extending it slightly in the new year, just getting a shop next door and making it slightly bigger, because at the moment the volume of takeaways and people walking in and sitting there and eating, we're actually getting a bit too small now.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's in the future. We don't really want to change too much. And hopefully if you do come, you'll see why.
No, we will. We'll take him up on the offer. So that's not a problem.
And yeah.
But I mean, the trick is, yes, you want to be successful, but you don't want to become so successful that you lose the core ingredients and the taste.
100%.
Sorry, I just had to have a bit of a cough there. Wonderful. So that's a wonderful margarita, actually. So that's in Hart Bay. Before you get up Chapman's Peak, just think about that on the right-hand side. Wonderful stuff. So thank you very much for popping through.
Thanks for having us.
And Lisa Rich is with, let me get this right, Lisa. Yeah. Is it called Bruegels?
That's correct.
Bruegels. Wonderful. Tell us a little bit about Bruegels.
Well, we're situated in Little Mowbray, just on Klipfontein Road.
Oh, it's a lovely part of town, yeah.
Yeah, so it's been we've been open 15 years.
15 years now.
Yeah.
And what makes your pizza so special?
Homemade, handmade bases, fresh toppings.
So I have something in my hand here. What in the world is it called?
Okay, that one is the Van Rensburg.
Okay, please tell me where you get the name from. So I'm going to bite into it and you talk to me. Tell me a little bit about, is it the Van Rensburg? Yeah?
No, that's the Da Vinci, the bacon, ever, mushroom.
Yeah, the bacon, ever, mushroom.
Garlic.
Yeah.
That's our most popular pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And then also what we do is half-half. So you can have two different halves of a pizza. That's very straightforward, but our most popular.
It's very cool. And okay, so tell me about the Van Rensburg. Have you got Boerewors on
it? It's got Biltong. It's actually there if you want to give it. So that one is the Biltong brie and pepper juice.
Tell me about your base.
All homemade, hand-rolled, thin bases.
Mm.
Yeah, and just perfect.
And also the business moving forward, where you want to take this business? Or you prefer being lean and mean and providing for your current base?
Yeah, we're very family-based. So you'd like to get more people in the door.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's very...
Where in Lower Mowbray? Just tell us more. How do we get there?
So if you're on Klipfontein Road,
mm-hmm.
it's just opposite. There's a Catholic church on Campground Road. So we're on the corner there.
Okay.
The center is called Campground Center.
So some divine inspiration going into your pizzas as well.
Yeah.
Got to like
all
that.
Our pizzas are named after artists.
Yeah.
Because we provide crayons and paper on the tables. You can come and draw.
Great. Oh.
And then we stick it on the wall if they're good, you know.
I love it when they go paper and crayons. I draw, but sometimes my son, my two-year-old, draws as well.
Yeah.
Always lots of fun. Well, thank you very much for popping in.
Yeah, thank you.
So, who's it going to be? So, I'm going to ask Brad Joe to give us a bit of a break. I don't know, Joe, do something. Play Alanis Morissette if you have to. No, I'm kidding. Judges, have you managed to conkle and skedonkle? And are you all in agreement, by the way?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, my word. Okay, so, Barbara?
We're in agreement.
Okay, you're in agreement. Yeah, and Kabos doesn't. Gavash, you're not going for the Van Rensburg, are you?
No, I'm not.
I'm just teasing. Okay, come. So let's talk about it. So two out of three judges have... I will get a dissenting view as well. Okay. But, I mean, if two judges agree, then obviously that'll be our winner. But then we'll find out why Kabos disagrees. Okay.
So this is... Are we going first?
Yes.
Majority view.
Sure.
And that is...
Caserichio.
Okay.
I like this more vegetarian-y one with the sun-dried tomatoes.
Okay, so you like Caserichio, right? From Hout Bay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's weird for me. I don't really like olives, but I don't mind them at all on this pizza. I think it actually like makes olives taste good somehow.
That was the machrita we had, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't... It's very difficult to have a machrita and... A what? The Mediterranean. Did I say Machrita? The Mediterranean. It is a wonderful
pizza.
It
feels very fresh and very Italian, like that more genuine Italian pizza. It's my kind of pizza, yeah.
Is it? Okay. That's great. So, Kabos?
Is it Cape Storm? Or
which one are you talking about?
Cape Doctor.
Out of owner Cape Eat Doctor. Out of the Box?
Cape Doctor, definitely. the Avo was great, like you said. The base is just perfect. I'm not a great olive fan, so it's kind of I fall out of the bus
on that one. Okay,
on that one.
Okay,
and yeah. So between the three, this one.
Okay, if I could judge,
No offense to anybody here.
You could be the tiebreaker.
No, I can't be the tiebreaker because
not allowed.
No, I would. We'd have a tiebreak because I tend to agree with. Close.
Then we have to go to another round.
No, we wouldn't go for another round, no. But I think you are the judges. And I've got to say, I'm not unhappy with that choice because it is a beautiful pizza. If I had to just take my own personal... I mean, if I looked at it, I love the big Avo on there. I just love the mix as well. I love how soft that base is and how it tasted. But I still think a formidable winner would be... the one that you have chosen. So congratulations, Aaron. I keep calling you Aaron. If we can get... just come and join us here. Wonderful pizza. And all I can say is congratulations.
Thank you.
So we will be coming out to check out what else you have on your menu as well. I'll take up your client on his offer. I do love pizzas. I shouldn't be eating them as much as I do, but I do love them. And I want to thank everybody for joining us. Marius, Lisa, thank you as well for coming through and presenting your pizzas to us. And I really, really do appreciate it. And on that note, let's all hear it for, and I'm just going to say, Caserichio is the winner, ladies and gentlemen. Bringing us to the end of the show today, and that's what we do on a Monday. We just go boss with food, go out there and pay.